You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, guys. This is Irish Sports Talk, and I'm Randall, and joining me today is Joey Kaufman, and he covers the USC football team. Joey, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on. Basically, I cover USC football for Southern California News Group, which includes 11 papers in L.A. area, including the Orange County Register, L.A. Daily News. And lately, I've been covering some USC basketball, too, with the FBI investigation. So, interesting fall at USC. They're certainly on the football field, too, with all these close games that they've gotten.
Yeah, I'm sure it sounds like you stay busy working or helping that many different newspapers. So just tell us a little bit about USC. I mean, they've had some close games, but they only have one loss. They've managed to win some of those. Just kind of tell us how the team is looking and kind of how everybody feels about the team right now.
Yeah, probably the mood is, I would probably define the mood in kind of two camps. USC began this season in the top five of the polls. There was a lot of hype around Sam Darnold. They closed last year with 9 straight wins to finish 10-3 with the Rose Bowl win. So there was a lot of expectations going in that USC was just going to kind of run the table, run through teams, be dominant, put up a ton of points. And it hasn't exactly happened. It's been they've had to come back to win a lot of games because of some slow starts. Sam Darnold has looked human. He's thrown 9 picks in the first 6 games. Didn't throw a pick last week, but he threw 9 in his first 6 games, and he threw 9 and 13 last year. So he's kind of had the turnover bug a little bit. So it hasn't been this overly impressive juggernaut that has really kind of excited the fan base. It's been a lot of people who are concerned about the offensive production. The flip side is there's another part of the fan base, and I think a lot of fans and certainly the team feels this way. The team has been very defensive about its start. They're 6-1. They've only lost 2 games with Sam Darnold as their starting quarterback. And that's kind of been a frequent refrain after wins. Yes, some of them may be ugly, but, hey, we're winning. That's what we're supposed to do, that sort of line. So that's kind of where USC is right now. They're kind of waiting to hit on all cylinders and really kind of live up to the preseason expectations.
Yeah, and they have had some issues with injuries, but it sounds like some of those guys are coming back for the Notre Dame game. I mean, there are a few that are out for the season, but is this team kind of – how are they looking as far as injuries right now?
They're getting a little healthier. They didn't have any major injuries against Utah, which was important because Utah is kind of like Stanford that can beat you up and get some of the bottles. So that was big. They're getting a couple guys back, Daniel Imatorbebe, the tight end. And he played the first time because of the season opener last week, though on a limited basis. But if he's healthy and close to 100%, that's pretty big for USC's passing game because he was a tight end who got 4 touchdowns last year. More agile, athletic type of guy who's a down-the-field threat for Sam Darnold. That will help out their passing game considerably, just giving him another option, especially because a lot of the receivers are younger. And then you're also going to get probably Stephen Carr back. There's a chance he could return this week. He's a backup running back, pretty explosive. That would help. And there's a chance that the starting right tackle, Chuma Edoga, comes back this week after he missed the last 2 weeks with a high ankle sprain. And that would certainly help out Sam Darnold and give him some more time to throw because that's been kind of an issue that's plagued USC the last couple of weeks is just injuries on the offensive line and Sam Darnold being under duress probably more than you want him to be under.
So looking at the offensive side of the ball, what would you say is the strength of this team? I mean, obviously Sam Darnold has had a lot of hype around him, but what would you say is the strength of this offense?
You probably still have to go with Sam Darnold, I think, because a lot of the plays that he's able to make are just instinctive plays that you can't really teach. There was a play in the third quarter against Utah where Utah, the defensive end, who just makes 1 quick cut to the outside, goes inside on USC's left tackle. He's right in Sam Darnold's face. It looks like a chance where Sam Darnold could be sacked in a matter of seconds. But Sam kind of cuts, runs away, chases to his left out of the pocket, faces another defender, then cuts back to his right, kind of does a little circular thing, and then manages to, then throws a 20-yard dart into the end zone between two defensive backs, and it's caught by his tight end, Tyler Petit, for a touchdown. So at the end of the day, even though the offense will kind of go through these various moods, if they're in a pickle, Sam Darnold's still the guy who's going to be able to try and make something out of nothing and kind of save the day.
Yeah, he's made some pretty incredible throws this season already. As far as the run game, is that our fans wanting – I heard some things that fans maybe want them to run the ball more. Is that kind of case, or in your mind, do they use the running back, you know?
Yeah, that's been a talk because USC under Clay Helton has kind of always paid lip service to the idea of being a physical run team. That's kind of how Clay got the job. If you go back to 2015, it was Cody Kessler's senior year, and they had Justin Davis and Ronald Jones, and they ran the ball a lot. And even if you go back earlier this year to Stanford, they ran the ball 67% of the time against Stanford and kind of out Stanford in a way where they just pounded the ball on Stanford. Look like this really impressive run team, and they had gotten away with that in the last month or so. Part of that is due to injuries. Ronald Jones ended up spraining his ankle. Stephen Carr, his backup running back, ended up injuring his foot at Washington State. So, and some of that they've also just fallen behind in games. They've had to throw more, so they've gotten away from running the ball as much. Clay Helton, ideally, if you were to ask him, he would say he wants it to be about 50-50 between running the pass. But even against Utah, it was they only ran the ball about 40% of the time. So it's something they've tried to get back to, being more of a balanced team. So I think the fact they're getting some guys back injury-wise, that they're maybe get off to a faster, those things would help them be more 50-50 balanced.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's hard to do when you got a good quarterback like Darnold. It's easy to let him throw the ball and do his thing. And
It seems like they get sucked into that sometimes, where they love that they have Sam Darnold and they kind of maybe lean on him more than they should.
Yeah. Well, it's always when the team isn't running the ball they wanted to pass. So it's kind of the opposite for Notre Dame this year. Now everybody's concerned about the passing game, you know, and they have such a good running game. So it's usually whatever they're not doing is what people want to see. But then switching over to the defenses had the ball, just tell us a little bit about the strength of the defense, maybe some of the weaknesses as well.
Strength is in the front seven right now. They have pretty good talented linebackers and defensive ends who are able to pressure quarterbacks. Uchenna Nwosu, who's actually an outside linebacker, kind of a hybrid defensive end, has been among the top guys in pass deflections, which you don't really see the leaders being linebackers. Usually pass breakup leaders are defensive backs. So they've been a pretty aggressive team in terms of getting sacks and pressuring quarterbacks in recent weeks. They're also among the highest in the country in forcing turnovers, which has been the turnovers with USC have kind of been the story this year. Defense has forced a lot, and the offense has their own offense has given away a lot of turnovers that the defense has had to recover. And then the defense's weaknesses tend to be kind of just giving up big plays. They put a lot of pressure in the box, and they have a lot of their cornerbacks and defensive backs in one-on-one coverage, and sometimes that leaves you vulnerable to big plays.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, especially in seeing how good both teams, USC and Notre Dame, are good at forcing turnovers. And so it'll definitely keep things interesting this game. I also think, you know, with a lot of these recruits, or the players, I say, when they were recruits, a lot of them had offers from Notre Dame and USC. And so I think this kind of adds something to the game. I mean, the guys know that, and maybe it's their chance, you know, to show the other team. I don't know. It adds to the game, in my opinion. So even though USC has had some close games and Notre Dame has had some pretty good wins, it's hard to tell from the games that happen this season, how this is going to turn out. So do you have a score prediction in mind, or are you not at that point yet?
I don't have a score prediction, I guess, officially set, although I am leaning toward Notre Dame. It just seems like USC has been too inconsistent on offense with turnovers, win on the road in that type of environment that you need. You can't really turn the ball over as much as they have to win on the road. So I'm a Notre Dame lean at this point until USC proves they can be more careful with the football.
Well, I like to hear that because I honestly kind of go back and forth at this point. But, yeah, I think it'll be great. Well, thank you, Joey, for joining us today. Maybe give out your Twitter handle or somewhere fans can follow you.
Sure, if you want, if any of your Notre Dame followers want USC kind of news and notes and from the week, I'm at Joey R. Kaufman on Twitter, J-O-U-I R. Kaufman, K-A-U-S-M-A-N.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining us and taking time to do this. It's a little hard sometimes because of the time difference, but glad it worked out and great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.